The Houstoncon football team earned themselves an at-large bid to the Division 5 football playoffs. We're going to bring in Shannon Miller, head football coach of Horicon Houston Ford. Coach Miller, your team in the postseason, how does that feel?
Oh, Wade, that was truly special. It was a complete shock Saturday morning when we saw it come across the screen. We've got a great group of young kids right now, and you know they've only gotten better from the beginning of the year with getting a couple kids back from injuries, and we've only gotten better. It's just after the last couple of years being shoved into the Capitol, we just, you know, trying to learn how to win again. That's kind of been the biggest challenge all year because we've got talent. We've showed that in quite a few games this year, you know, giving Marcus in a heck of a game, and we just constantly couldn't score when he got towards the end, down by the end zone against them.
So, Coach, this year with the football show that they had to release, when they released the brackets and the matchups and such, did it have a March Madness feel? Did you just kind of have it on, not knowing with what your record was this season, thinking that maybe you wouldn't be in? Did you think there was a chance, or what was your thought process when you dialed in that show on Saturday morning?
Well, we thought there was like a little credit card sliver that we maybe would get in. That was about it. And just watching it was actually really cool to watch it, and it was really neat how they set it up. You're not having to worry about travel anywhere and go fight for seedings and doing all that. I mean, it was actually fun over the last couple of years doing that, but when we saw it roll across the stream, we were just completely shocked and just so thankful.
So, Coach, just, you know, you mentioned you had a rough go of it in 2021 with a young squad. You know, you've had a lot of success at Houstoncon over the years. Just the kids were able to get back when you go to the rebuild. I guess I don't call it a rebuild, but getting back to where you want to be. How big was it to find an at-large bid to this postseason?
It was huge. It's something you always shoot for. You know, our main goals is conference champ. You know, when that got out of reach, and the next thing was try and make the playoffs. You know, something special that, you know, you always want your kids to see. And, you know, since we've had our co-op with Horicon, Houston Horicon co-op, we've only missed it the 1 year with the COVID year. So, quite honestly, I mean, sorry, last year without the COVID year in there too, that, you know, we really wanted to get back, and these kids, you know, fought tooth and nail to get through there. And it's truly a special feeling again to be there.
Coach, can you talk about your team? Just what makes them tick and what do you like about them?
Our team, we're very versatile. We've got a lot of guys. We can hand the ball off to 3-4 different kids. We've got some couple good receivers at depth there too as well. Our line is, you know, consistently of all juniors and a few backups in there. It's just we've got a lot of potential. It's just hard sometimes, like I said earlier, to try and find the winning ways to get these guys to learn and understand how to win. Like, you know, when we started our co-op, you know, getting these guys back on track has been, you know, one of the hardest things. And once you get a couple wins under your belt, you feel like you got it on track, you're ready to roll, and then, boom, you take a step backwards. So it's just, you know, trying to find that feel again.
Coach, you drew the number 7 seed, as you mentioned, and you are going to go to the runner-up in the Midwest Classic Conference, Racine Lutheran. Just what have you learned about Racine Lutheran as you get ready for Friday night?
We saw a lot of tape on them already. They've got a young man, number 4, that is a pretty special ball player. It's they live or die by everything that young man does, and he is very fast. I mean, they're well-versed. They look like they have a very good, strong line. Quarterback looks pretty good. He can throw the ball, run the ball, and they got another fullback in the backfield that he obviously can run the ball really well, too. And, I mean, they look well-balanced, good team. They, you know, played Living Word Lutheran and Kenosha St. Joe's, which is the number 1 seed in that division that they lost to. But, you know, watching tape on them, very good team. But, I mean, they also look like a team that we can play with, you know.
Yeah, Coach, so obviously your team's going in. You mentioned you weren't quite sure if you're going to make it in with your record. But now that you did, how do you go about making sure that your team is going in there, not just happy to be there, but also wants to make some noise?
You said it. Make some noise. Go have some fun at practice, and like we told the kids last night, what do we have to lose at this point? We're a 7 seed versus a 2 seed. So everybody's coming in thinking we're not going to win anyway. Let's let it all hang out and go for it.
Well, Coach Shannon Miller, good luck Friday night in your playoff opener as you make that trip down to Racine, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Wade. And we just found out today we'll be playing at Racine Case High School.
Sounds good. So, Racine Case, if people are listening to this, they can go to the right venue, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, Wade. Appreciate having me again.